Okay, good evening, everyone. I'm going to call the regular meeting for the Coburn Town Council for Tuesday, October the 15th, 2019, to order. Kathy, if you'd do a roll call, please.
Mark Holbrook. Jeff Cowser.
Here.
Devin Tamani.
Here.
Sharon Speed.
Here.
Mark Rock.
Here. Okay, first item on the agenda is a opening prayer followed by the Pledge of Allegiance. Mr. Mooney, if you lead us in an opening prayer, please remain standing for the pledge.
Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for this beautiful day that you've blessed us with and the opportunity to be able to gather together as a council to discuss the business of our town. I ask that you just be with us and lead and guide our discussion today. I ask that you be with our citizens and our workers and that you will provide safety for all of them. And it's in your name that we pray. Amen.
Amen. I'm going to ask our Cubs Council to lead us in the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you all.
Can we do the sky open, sky long for y'all?
Yes, please.
On my honor, I will do my best to do my duty to God and our country and to obey the sky law. To help other people at all times, to keep myself physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight.
Okay, can you cast the wall?
A scout is trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent.
Thank you. All right, first item on the agenda is the public expression. Public expression is open to any citizen, taxpayer, or interested person in and around the town of Coburn. We ask that when you step forward that you limit your comments to 5 minutes. Please state your name and your address. Anyone for public expression? I think the Cub Scouts asked to present also during this. I'm going to ask them to present first, please.
Called Building a Better World, and they have to meet with the community leader and ask the community leader what his role is in the community and write that down, and then they have to address or ask about an issue that they feel is in this community an issue for them. So what do you guys think of the first? You want to ask Mr. Kaiser what his role is in the community?
Yeah.
Well, go ahead and ask.
What is your role in the community?
My role in the community as mayor of the town of Coburn, it entails a lot of things that goes along with other town council members up here. I get to lead this nice little meeting twice a month, and I get all kinds of phone calls whenever there's issues in the community. We just try to help, you know, make Coburn a better place. Would you like to ask the other council members also?
You want to ask anybody else?
Mr. Mooney, what is your role in the community?
My role is a town council member. So I serve alongside these other four folks. And it's very similar to the mayor. We all just work together in order to provide the best for our citizens here, and we each have one equal vote on council when we vote on an issue.
That's 1% your issue. An important issue facing your community. What did you guys decide you were going to say was an issue? Your community, go ahead. Jason, go ahead and say it. Come on, be brave.
We don't bite. Hard.
Remember you what to do?
Jason, what do you do?
Okay, Jason, you haven't said anything. What do you feel that there isn't in COVID?
There's nothing for kids to do.
Like, what are you thinking about? What do you
like? So, if your parents work like a job, like where they leave in the morning and come back at like 8 at night, so you can like go after school and then do some activities.
Like what kind of activities would you guys have to do after school in the community?
Like arts and crafts, like board games and stuff like that.
Or what were y'all saying about maybe a skating ring, or maybe
a skating ring,
or cage, you guys were saying, or game room, just something to do that you guys could meet. There was nothing for you guys to do right after school. That's what you guys decided you wanted to say.
You want a youth center.
Yeah, something.
Me too.
So that was their issue, that they thought they should let you guys know that they needed something like that in the afternoon after school.
Well, I think working with the Boy Scouts gives you one time a week, right?
Yeah, they're actually still Cub Scouts.
Cub Scouts.
They haven't bridged yet. They'll get ready to bridge in a few months.
All right.
They're just about to.
So that's one good thing. That's one good evening.
And Mr. Wright, your wife does a lot of paintings and stuff like that.
After school?
She's doing a paint party tonight.
And she does after school painting.
After school, Wednesday, I think at 4:30.
Yeah.
Every Wednesday she has after school art. So that's something you might want to check out.
That would be nice. And, of course, you didn't know about it.
Yeah. And I do understand. I go probably once a week to Pottsville, Kentucky, and I go there to work out, and I am so impressed. It's called the Rec Center. They have an entire gym, a walking track that three laps is a mile. They have a bowling alley, a rock climbing wall, and I pray that some way, somehow, that could happen here in this community. So call your governor.
Do you guys like to... crafts and stuff like that, correct?
Yeah.
If you looked into any of the crafts that the Lay Center over here does, I know they have a stained glass, which you guys may not be interested in, but a stained glass class. I think they've got
woodworking
upstairs. There's all kinds of stuff. And then, do you guys like music?
Mm-hmm.
Have you checked out Wise Jams? You can learn how to play an instrument. I think that's over at the Lay Center also.
No, they moved it to Wise, I think.
Did they move it to Wise?
I think so.
Okay.
Did they move that to Wise, Bill?
I believe the money dried up.
Oh, well, then that's even more different.
Scratch Wise Jams for a while. Well,
there's a few things. You just have to investigate.
Yeah. They don't know, I guess, because they're really trying to have Facebook or anything like that. So
right.
Unless they get the information from school, they wouldn't know about anything.
Right.
Well, I've got a great little project for you guys. How about you go out and you kind of make a list of what is available out there for everyone your age, and help spread the word.
Talk to the different schools, the principals, and ask what they have that goes on after school. I know we have peanut football and peanut basketball and school basketball that takes up. If you do that, that's a big part of your week.
The problem they have with that is that their parents are working.
Working.
They don't have parents to take them to that. So that I know I have older children, and they were younger, they did have an after school program every day.
Mm-hmm. Right.
For an hour and a half after school where the kids could choose what they wanted to do. And that's no longer available. And so if they don't have parents that can take them to activities,
right,
they can't get there. It's unfortunate, but most parents have to work.
Oh,
and they don't
yes.
get out when the kids get out.
Right.
But we can investigate to see what is there. I mean, you have scouts, but that's the only thing you guys do after school, is once a week.
Are you guys, you live in Colburn, is that correct?
Yeah.
And are you in the middle school?
Yeah.
What grade are you guys in?
Fifth.
Yeah. So, Miss Wright in the art room does the after school art.
Yeah, and if you would mention, and I'll mention to her tonight, if you'd mention some things like what you're talking about, she will go speak to the principal and see if we can get you some help.
Sounds good. They were even noticing that the middle school does not have a playground anymore, which is hard on fifth graders. We're used to having a playground.
That school is never...
It's just like a blacktop with just some paint on it.
It has been that way since that school was built.
Back behind, on the hills, they're not a playground up there?
No. No, it's just a flat, there's a basketball goal up there.
Oh, okay.
I guess that's hard for fifth graders because they're used to having a playground. Here they come to the school, there's nothing.
Yeah.
And they're 10 years old, so they feel like they still want to play.
Yep.
Last I knew, the Kiwanis, I think, were kind of working on...
Doing something up there.
Doing something in the middle school.
I've read something in the Cofield or somewhere.
So, maybe soon.
You have any more questions?
Not really.
Well, if you find any more questions, you're always welcome to come back. We would really like to see you guys again.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you all.
Thank you, too, for coming and seeing us.
Thank you.
And thanks for leaving the pledge also. All right, anyone else for public expression? Hold on.
I want to just make a comment to the fellows there. You're in middle school, you've been out to your playground in the last little bit and seen all the nice painting and the there's so many games up there, I don't know, but you've got hopscotch and major things. Kiwanis Club has been doing that in the middle school. And we have four sets of swings.
Four double two-man swings, and we're waiting to dig the holes. We built the supports for them. We have the swing to hang, but we hope that'll be a nice quiet zone for the kids as well. But we're getting ready to plant those in the ground here in the next week or so.
But I don't know if you noticed the painting stuff on the playground up there above the... We're trying to get you some stuff to do too, so, you know, your thoughts are a lot of the people's minds. So I just want to let you know you're going to have some nice swing sets up there within a couple of weeks from. And we'll still keep working on some other stuff.
Incidentally, in the primary school, we're investigating putting in sensory pathways for the kids.
Good.
Yeah, that's great.
Anything else? Don't stop now, guys. You're on a good roll. All right. Anyone else for public expression? We're going to add you to the agenda. So, unless you just want to come up for public expression.
But I will tell you, it'll be later.
Later.
Yeah. Okay, hearing and seeing no one else step forward, I'm going to close public expression. Next item on the agenda is the approval of the agenda itself to be amended by majority vote. Are there any additions or deletions to the agenda?
The old business, Larry Ritchie.
Under B.
Alley abandonment.
Is that any form of a motion?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I'll second that. Any discussion? Okay, all those in favor of adding the alleyway abandonment to the agenda, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's added to the agenda.
I'd like to add under new business item D, purchase order procedure.
Second.
Okay, motion to add purchase order procedure onto the agenda. Any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. It's added. Okay, any additions or deletions in addition to those? Okay, hearing none, yes.
Could I ask that the council add the Virginia Department of Health funding offer for water meter replacements?
Yes.
Is that new or old?
It would be new.
So E.
Under E, Virginia, I move that we add under E the Virginia Department of Health. What was the rest of that?
Water replacement.
Water meter replacement.
Funding offer.
Funding offer, okay.
Second.
Okay, there's a motion on the floor to add the Virginia Department of Health water meter funding offer to the agenda. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. It's added. Okay, anything else? Okay, I'll make a motion that we approve the agenda as amended.
Second.
Motion and second. Any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We have an agenda. First item under that agenda is reports. Town manager report, Mr. Williams.
Yep, Friday after we had a package and stuff done, I received a mail from Linsco, and they have offered us a $4,500 grant for the Sheffield Phase 2 ER project.
Okay. So that's under new business?
Yes.
Okay.
I think one of the issues I have, it's under on the agenda, so I'm going to talk about it.
Okay. Any questions for Mr. Williams?
Also, we had the closed bid auction today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. How'd that go?
On what?
The trucks.
All of them.
Humvees, trucks.
About just over 9,100.
So we sold everything?
Both trucks.
What was the amount on those?
The Humvees?
Yes.
Starting bid on it was $5,000.
It was $8,010.
Okay.
One truck went for $8,010. $8,001. Another one was $3,000.
Okay.
And then there were some toolboxes that went for over $15.
Mm-hmm.
And an old snow plow that fit those small trucks went for $25.
Okay.
We actually have four different people bid on those Humvees.
That's five.
I'm sorry?
Four.
That's five.
Four.
Fifth was up, but on average.
No.
Slipping through my legs. Have the Boy Scouts started on their building? Has any of that gone through? You done anything there?
We've got to finalize the lease first, I would assume, don't we?
I spoke with Mike. Mike said that the Kiwanis has, which Mr. Hunsell probably knows a little bit about, has agreed to do the lease for the building, and they asked me to go ahead and somebody get some keys for them. but they're going to finalize everything and then bring it before council.
Okay.
Is that correct, Bill?
Yes, sir. The scouts have made mention that we would like, if you need any pieces of paper signed or anything before it, we need to. If not, they would like to get keys and start going and cleaning and getting ready to get their stuff in before wintertime. And as the last two mornings looked to me like it ain't fur around the corner. But I didn't know what the procedure was, if you could do that before then.
I had the plans today to get the keys made, but Jeff and his crew are in the world, it's all over the corner.
Our insurance is not going to make no difference, is it?
No.
Okay.
No.
It has water, just not sewer.
Yeah, is that right?
So it's okay for them to go ahead and
I'm sure it'll be a while before they have to have that. So are you, am I understanding maybe that...
Whenever they get the keys from the town manager, they're...
See you in the next day or so?
There's three of them, not three of them. Cub leaders, Cub Scout leaders?
No, I don't, Boy Scouts, Boy Scouts.
Boy Scouts?
Cubs, yeah, there's three leaders, and I'm trying to, Josh...
Josh, Tony, and Teddy.
Would we not be just as good to buy a coated thing, and then you could fix three codes and give it to them? And then at a later date, if we needed to lock them out, we could. I think that, to me, that's, I would like us to start switching over to that. Do I?
Sign for law.
Yeah.
Sharon, the only thing I think about that is that code...
Can get out.
Could get passed around a little too freely.
It would.
And the scoutmasters will have the keys, and they'll be able to come and go as they please.
Yeah.
I can imagine me having a real responsible kid there, and, you know, we need to load up some tents or something. I can't get off work at 5, and they want to start at 3. Well, he'd have the number, then his best friend would have the number, and then his daddy would have the number. Not that anybody would do anything, but I feel that it would be more secure
with keys.
That's just my opinion.
It's fine.
I'll give it to Mr. Hoff too and see what he recommends.
I don't see nothing else.
Okay, any additional questions for Mr. Williams? Okay, hearing none. Next item on the agenda is Public Works. Mr. Livingston's not with us tonight. You said he was out on water leaks all day?
Yeah, he's
on one right now.
He's on one right now out in
Bondtown?
72 South.
Bondtown? Because they're already on Facebook.
Okay. And did we start flushing lines?
We did. Did all last week without any issues, I'm aware of.
Okay, good.
And also up on the road on 72 that we repair constantly. We had one over the weekend. Trying to remember the road.
That's out in what, Timberville?
Yeah, Timberville. Hey, Chris, on that Timberville, they had replaced about 6 or 8 feet of pipe Saturday.
Okay.
Up there again. Any
suggestions? The model's available anytime that you or Jeff both can break away and come and interact with it. That's what has to happen.
Okay.
In order to create a suggestion for improvement there. The valve placement, I mean, Jeff's got to be able to come and sit down and answer questions on the model.
Okay. Anything else on Public Works?
As I can recall, I've just been continuously on water leaks holding pretty much the month.
Okay. Any questions? Okay, thank you for Mr. Livingston. Next item on the agenda is Lane Group. Mr. Mullins.
Really not a lot to report on there. Beach Avenue should finish up hopefully by Friday, no later than Monday. And that will conclude the ongoing small projects we had, along with Star Branch and Crab Orchard. We'll discuss the meter replacement offer when you get to it on the agenda. The water project's waiting on the audits, and the sewer project is under design.
Speaking of audits, where are we?
I spoke with Reba one day this week, and she's going to make an appointment to come down. Before she can finish up her part, she has to completely separate the water and the sewer for that year. It has to be done.
Okay.
Is it still December 15th? Everything will be done?
She's hopeful.
Okay.
this white lawn started around.
Okay, can you maybe push her a little bit? Kind of tell her the urgency in this. Put two thumbs down on her. Good. Okay, thank you. Any questions? Thank you. I'm sure we'll see you shortly. Next item on the agenda is Treasurer Clerk, Mrs. Sharp.
Now to report, I've included a copy of our total accounts payable due in the amount of $67,870.73. I've included a copy of the interim accounts payable. These total $245,104.53 in Bell War, some of the grant funds that just passed through. You also have copies of two sets of meeting minutes. These are for September the 9th regular meeting and September 23rd workshop meeting. Our posted cash balance as of Friday, October the 11th, was $98,223.45. We had $23,470.65 in outstanding checks, less our total accounts payable due in the amount of $67,870.73, which left a balance of $6,882.07. Since I've prepared those reports, we had two additional deposits. Friday's was $3,950.02, and today's deposit was $42,422.25, which made total cash availability $53,254.34. You'll also find in your packets the cash availability report for the month of September, as well as for October current, and the cash comparison report. You also have BB&T corporate card accounts, Shell and Valero accounts. And I did start paying the Valero account online.
Okay, thank you.
Is it okay if we leave?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you guys for coming. I look forward to seeing you guys back here again.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, any questions for Mrs. Sharp? Okay, so you need from us tonight the approval of the total accounts payable due, correct?
Yes.
I move that we approve the total accounts payable due as presented.
Second.
Motion and second. Any discussion? All those in favor of accepting the total accounts payable due as presented, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
I move that we approve the interim accounts payable due as presented.
Second.
Motion and second to approve the interim accounts payable as presented. Any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Then you need the September 9th regular meeting minutes.
Make a motion that we accept the September 9th regular meeting minutes as presented.
Okay, we have a motion and second to approve the September 9th, 2019 regular meeting minutes. Any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. And then the September 23rd workshop meeting minutes, correct?
I'll make that a motion.
Second.
Motion and second to approve the September 23rd workshop meeting minutes as presented. Any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Is there anything else you need from us tonight? Thank you. Okay, next item on the agenda. Let's see, what did I do with the agenda?
I lost it.
Ah, Scott Police Brooks. Department, Chief Brooks.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Total events for, I guess it would be September, was 1,434.
citations issued, 28. Total offenses was 43, total incidents, 23. 24 arrests, 42 charges, 45 criminal papers served, 4 civil papers served. And of course other stuff in there. We are going to participate in the drug take back program again this year, October 26th. It's going to be at Food City from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So anybody who has prescription medication or anything like that wants to come bring it, turn it in to be disposed of properly.
What time?
It'll be from 10 to 2, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Okay, questions for Chief Brooks?
Must be pretty good.
Yeah. Couple of questions for you. I can't let you by that easy. Okay. You know that. What was I going to ask you?
You forgot.
It was a lie.
I understand that we've improved drastically on our overtime.
Yes.
So just keep that where we are, and we're totally off 12-hour shifts, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And we had one officer that was supposed to get with town manager, Mr. Williams. Has that happened yet?
It's in process.
It needs to happen.
2 weeks.
Yeah. Well, it's time's not been on our availability. It's not been on our side yet, but I've had discussions with both of them.
Okay. Will you push that meeting to happen this week?
Yeah, I had conversations with both of them.
Okay. Town council wants that meeting to happen. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay, next item on the agenda is Fire Department. Chief Hawkins is not here. There was a report. Was there a report?
Yeah, they brought one.
Yeah, they did.
And they dropped one off.
Yeah. And also there was a paper for the Spooktacular for October 2019.
Spookathon.
It is a spookathon. It's going to last more than 2 minutes.
Oh, man.
I just changed the name of it.
Had a lot of people ask about that this year. From different towns.
Good. Okay, Mr. Sturgill is running late tonight. He had told us previously that he had an engagement early tonight and he should be here momentarily, hopefully. So we'll push that back. So we'll go to new business. First item on the new business is A, the Lenawisco Sheffield Sewer Phase 2.
I touched a little bit on it a few minutes ago. Just $4,500 grant. And with the council permission, I'll go ahead and sign off and get that sent back to them.
Okay. And refresh everyone's memory what's going to happen with this.
This is the, explain the PR.
It'd be a preliminary engineering report to evaluate connections of residents out there to the existing sewer, along with any water needs, water line needs, and DHCD guidelines if people don't have interior plumbing.
And then they'll determine whether how much we can spread out with the houses.
Okay. It will be phase one of a DHCD planning grant that will go in March, and that one will evaluate everything in greater detail. But you have to have a PER to apply for that grant.
Okay. And you will need approval to accept this, correct?
Correct.
Okay, I'll make a motion that we approve the Lenawisco Sheffield Sewer Phase 2 grant in the amount of $4,500.
Second.
Motion, double second. Any discussion? Okay, Kathy, if you do a roll call, please.
Mike Holbrook. Jeff Kaiser.
Aye.
Devin Tainoon.
Aye.
Sharon Steele.
Aye.
And Mike Rock.
Aye.
Okay, motion carries. Okay, next item on the agenda is the DEQ notification of drought.
Basically, this is for information. Larry talks about the in July 19th, only had 6 inches of water, or 6 inches below normal in July. And I just want people to be aware as far as keeping on the water, fire and so forth.
And we had very little rain August and September.
Talking about the groundwater being lower than 75 to 95% from previous recorded October levels.
Okay, any questions? Okay, next item under D is the purchase order process.
We discussed this the last meeting in closed session, and I do believe that Jimmy was supposed to be getting with Kathy in order to maybe fine-tune a process of having everyone sign purchase orders before they made purchases. Have you all had time to get together to discuss that process?
I've actually sent an email out and explained to everybody until further notice they can purchase anything, they need to bring it to me and do a purchase order on it. Especially with the time crunch that Kathy is involved in right now with the taxes.
Right.
So I'm just kind of trying to keep that out of her right now until she finishes.
But you are having all purchases come through you except for an emergency.
Except like Saturday was out and bought that 6-8-3 pipe or whatever.
Right.
But they do call me and let me know before they do.
Okay. But I would like to see that done as a permanent thing for everything.
Not that we need to, but I think, I personally would like to see council just go ahead and do a vote on this and, setting up a purchase order process itself, and that all purchases need to go through town manager or through the treasurer clerk. No exceptions.
I'll second that. You made that a motion, I'll second
it. I did make that a motion.
That all purchases go through Jimmy or Kathy?
Yes, for all departments.
For every department.
Unless it's an emergency.
Unless there's an emergency.
And that's everybody. If we write checks out for them, that's the Public Works, the Water Filter Plant, Police Department, Fire Department. If they buy stuff, they need to have it okayed ahead of time. That way, one of the big things would be is to know that we have the money in the bank to pay for the bill they're getting ready to incur. I'm not saying we won't buy it. I just want to be sure that we have the money to cover what they're purchasing.
Okay. There's a motion and second on the floor to make mandatory a purchase order process other than the emergency process that we've discussed, and then those that must go back to town hall for a purchase order after the fact. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
I'd just like to add to that, there needs to be some type of uniform
purchase order
form that's created by the town manager that everyone is aware of and has access to.
Okay. Okay, next item is item E, the Virginia Department of Health water meter funding offer.
That's you again.
It is if you recall, we went after another round of water meter funding, the health department did make us an offer. Unfortunately, the offer is not 100% grant like we were accustomed to in the past. I will say that everybody that applied to the health department in this round received the same offer. That is 50% loan, 50% grant. So it would be if the town council chooses to accept the offer, it would be, I think it was 3% interest for 20 years on $75,000 loan and then $75,000 grant.
Didn't we talk about that already?
The town has to provide them their intent. So the council needs to vote on this, and I hate that it's 50-50. Like I said, for some reason, they did this about 8 years ago. They tried this about 8 years ago, and it didn't work. So they stopped it. They went back to the emergency grant program. Some folks are accepting it, and some folks are declining.
Is that the one we talked about?
We discussed it.
Yeah, we discussed that, the fact that with the projects we have going on, meters are built into that, those projects, and that the amount of meters that we're needing is actually a little less than the money there. That, I think we decided not to take it, didn't we?
Well, it was a workshop.
It's a workshop. It needs to be a formal vote.
Yeah, but we decided.
Well, we would have to vote to take it. If we don't vote to take it, then.
Then that just means we didn't vote.
That means we don't, or do we have to formally vote that we decline their offer?
I think we've got to vote that we decline.
Formal, yeah. I looked in.
I move that we send these individuals notification that we appreciate their offer, but we decline it at this time.
I'll second that. I'll let you second it.
I seconded it.
Okay, there's a motion and second on the floor to decline the Virginia Department of Health water meter replacement funding offer, which was 50% grant, 50% loan, and 3%. Any discussion? Okay, Chris, I would say that I'd like for you guys to remain proactive on this next funding process. If you would, go back and let's reapply for those and see if we get a more favorable offer from them.
Well, hopefully, I know this sounds bad, but hopefully folks do the same and decline the offer, and they kind of realize that
it's not going to work.
Folks had $75,000 laying around, they wouldn't.
I wouldn't be asking for this, would I? Yeah, because I just found the notes on it, because we sit here and Jeff Livingston told us what he needed right now, like a 1-inch meter and a 3-inch meter, and how many of those he needed, and the total price was $3,400, which that just wasn't feasible to me to borrow the money. So.
Okay, any further discussion? Kathy, I'll ask for a roll call vote on this, please.
Mark Albrecht, Jeff Kaiser.
No.
Devin Tainani.
Wait a second. We're voting on us to send a letter to decline, right?
Yes. No, then they...
Well, I'm confused now.
I'm confused now.
The motion was for us to send a letter declining.
To decline.
So. Okay, sorry. I will withdraw that vote, please, and I will change that to a yes vote to decline.
Then time,
Ah.
Aye.
Okay, motion carries. We will decline that offer. Next item on the agenda under old business is the Kiwanis Leasing Town Building.
What am I doing? Where am I at?
I know Will's not here yet, but I assume he said that he was just going to copy the lease that's kind of in place for Spearhead here.
Yep.
And we're leasing that through the Kiwanis for the Boy Scouts.
Is he on his way?
Don't know.
Are we moving really fast
tonight? We are.
I think he and Mike has already discussed it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that we should just
about
authorize
it.
Him to model what he's done here. And
I think that's pretty well at the workshop we said that.
Yes. Yeah. And we can authorize our town manager to go ahead and sign that lease. They wouldn't need to be in form of a vote.
Okay, you make that motion.
I'll make a motion that we authorize the completion of the lease between the Kiwanis Club and the building behind the police department to be used as the Boy Scouts, headquarters for the town of Coburn. We authorize our town manager, Mr. Williams, to sign that lease for the town of Coburn. That's in form of a motion.
Second.
Motion second. Any discussion? Okay, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Make that happen, please. Next item on the agenda under old business is part B, the alleyway abandonment.
We have two separate leases, is that right, Jimmy?
There's...
Or not leases, but deeds.
The original one, then the second one was the amended one.
Right.
And we're supposed to discuss the amended one.
And the difference is?
The easement, I believe.
Rightways and easements.
But the easement there to, if foreseen, allows the culvert to utilize that.
Did you look at that on the map and see, was there anything on the other side of the railroad tracks that connected to it? It just dead ends at the railroad track?
Dead ends
at
the road.
And then dead ends at the road. Look, speak of the devil.
There you are.
And you
just
wanted...
Just when we needed you.
Well, good timing.
Good timing.
And you wanted it with an easement. Right.
Yes, originally, yes. If there's no foreseeable reason that, you know, we would ever need that, I have no problem without, you know, abandoning that without an easement. If there's any reason in the world that we would ever need to put either a water or sewer line through there, then I would want an easement on it.
Yeah, because there's a telephone pole right smack dab in the middle between the roadway and where the easement or the area starts. It continues over to the rail tracks. It's the bad zone.
And that's Old Dominion's pole? Is that Old Dominion's power pole?
Yes, ma'am. It's a two pole right there to the mouth of the alley. On the property on both sides, and it goes straight into the railroad track. And there's nothing on our side of the old cannon building. There's a big hole there.
Right.
And, but they get theirs from Main Street. You can't hardly go under a railroad track, no way.
Not, well, you can, but it's costly.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know if it's possible. I deal with mine a long time, the railroad track. They said they own from heaven to hell, so you can't hardly mess with them.
And they do that.
And on both sides of it, 100%, they no liens on any piece of property. It's just dead end on both ends. And power company, normally that's what they do. They set the alley, or set these poles right in the center of those alleys. So if anybody accessed that, they'd have to pay to move the pole, and that'd be pretty daggone expensive, really. But there's nothing else there but my property.
Was the public hearing set for tonight on that? Have we had that?
We've not said anything.
Have we not said anything on that yet?
So we have to, we've discussed that there's a process that has to go through. We have to have a public hearing to do that, and we have to put it in the paper 2 weeks. And then I think we discussed doing that.
Well, what we need to decide is whether it needs to have which deed.
Which deed?
I mean, I think everybody's in agreement that
I think
we will abandon
it.
July. Which one do we need to do?
I go
the
with
one
with
the easement or the one without?
I like the one without. I don't think we need an easement on it. Because if he's wanting to build something on it, and then we turn around and say, we need to run a water line underneath your building.
Okay, so we have that. Let's see. So when do we want to set the...
Do you agree with that?
Public hearing.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing back there.
I can't foresee it ever having to have that. But we'll tell you this. Huck County could explain to me about giving up rights to property. And he said, you got a bunch of sticks here. Every time you give something away, if you look around, you don't have no sticks. But if we never need it, I don't have a problem.
It's now shut too. If my phone won't pick it up. It's 100 foot wide from the
approximately. I don't know if it'd be that wide.
Yeah, and it goes from that edge of the road to the railroad track.
Yeah, I know where it is.
I don't think that we need it.
I mean, I don't either, but...
And obviously one of the intents of public hearings, too, that if there's a member of the public who thinks that we do need it for some reason, they'd have the opportunity to come forward to express those opinions as well.
Okay, in order for a public hearing, we've got to give, what, a two-week advance?
Mm-hmm.
So the earliest that we could do that would be the meeting for November. Because here, you know, where we're on Tuesday, this particular meeting, our next meeting is the 28th. We couldn't do it on the 28th because it's less than 2 weeks, correct?
That's correct.
So actually, I mean, we can have the public hearing and then have it on the agenda for the meeting and take care of it all in one night.
Yeah, which would be the 11th. November.
Is that, do we still meet on that day, Veterans
Day?
Veterans
Day.
Is Town Hall open or closed? I think it's closed, so would we meet on that Tuesday, the 12th?
Either way you guys want to do it, I don't care.
Well, I just hate to make, you have to drive back, you'd have to come all the way to Coburn for a meeting, right? And when you're here, you just hang around till meeting time.
Okay, well, you know, let's go ahead and then do our meeting on the 12th of November next time.
So we'll have a public hearing at 6:30?
We would have a public hearing at 6:30, and then go directly into our meeting shortly after that.
You want two agendas?
It would need to be two agendas, yes. Need to be a public hearing agenda, which would be just a straight opening, public expression, and that's it.
And then we can vote on it just that night.
Yeah, put it on the agenda for the regular meeting.
Yeah.
Our water lines run
beside the road.
Beside the road and then in front of the road, correct?
Yes.
So we kind of make an L around that property anyway, with all that stuff, more or less.
If you go Front Street from our end.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't foresee any really reason that we would ever need that for anything. I've got no problems doing it without the easement.
I've had it fenced down for 12 years.
We know.
Well, we're at it on. In fact, I've been doing it. You know.
You pay
but rent? I didn't own anything at that time, but I do now.
You pay the rent on the fence?
No, sir. But I've been pretty good to the town.
I move that we set a public hearing on Tuesday, November the 12th at 6:30 p.m. to discuss the alleyway abandonment for Larry Ricci using the original deed that was presented to the town of Coburn without the easement.
July. I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and second on the floor to set a public hearing on November the 12th at 6:30 p.m. here at the depot to discuss the abandonment of the alleyway. Any discussion? Okay, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, do we have any reason to go into closed session tonight?
Can I bring something up real quick?
Yes.
I've been working with the PSA and they're wanting to utilize our sewage lines coming out of there. Mm-hmm. And they wrote up a contract that I'm going to give to Will. I just got this few minutes ago before I came out here.
Since it's under contracts, this is still a quick closed on that.
Okay.
That would be under legal.
Okay.
It's probably the best place for that right now. So, going back to the original agenda, though, Mr. Sturgill, do you have anything to send to present tonight? Since we kind of skipped over you.
Yeah, I'm on the basic downhill.
So we're going to let you adopt the same type of lease that's for here.
Okay. We gave him authority to sign it.
Okay. The one question I had on that, because I have worked on that some, is the term of the contract. Are we wanting to do a 5-year term with 1-year renewables after that? Or what's the terms you want to set for as far as in that contract? And then are the Boy Scouts, are they responsible for the utilities and the upkeep of the building?
The upkeep, not for the upkeep.
I think that we're going to do the, is that right? The same as what we've done for Spearhead.
Yeah, exactly. So we're doing exactly the same
yes.
for Spearhead. Okay.
Same that we did for Spearhead. Did we do a 5-year or a 1-year with them?
I think a 5.
I think think it was.
Supposed to be a one, I'm pretty sure.
It was supposed to be a one.
And I don't know what happened after that expired.
And I've not seen the signed lease as far as that. I know there was a blank in for the term, and I don't know what.
I'm not coming across it.
That's not good.
So how long have they been here?
Three years.
That's the reason I thought about it.
Yeah, because we were supposed to be able to come back and determine whether or not that we needed to make them pay the electric bill if it had really altered.
And that was after 12 months.
Yeah.
I do.
That we were supposed to revisit it and discuss that.
Would that be in your office?
I'm not saying
the lease is.
With the Boy Scouts, I think go with 5 year.
Five year.
Yeah.
That's what I'll do then.
Okay.
Very good.
Okay, any questions for Mr. Sturgeon? Okay. Then we do have a reason to go into closed session, so I'll make a motion to enter into closed session pursuant to Virginia Code Section 2.2-3711A7 to consult with legal counsel pertaining to specific legal matter, particularly a potential agreement with PSA. It's a form of motion.
Second.
Motion and second. Any discussion? All those in favor of entering into closed session, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We're in closed session.